Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This is musical performer Beck. Has a 13th studio album coming out. Return to what has been sort of surreal for him. He sounds like he's kind of surreal, Victoria.
He goes back and forth. You know, he's a really interesting, very brilliant guy, and some of his albums are trippy and psychedelic, and others are acoustic, fabulous singer-songwriter stuff. So he has such a range, no one ever knows what he's going to do next. This sounds like he's a little trippy again.
Yeah. Every time I look at this, I think of him as Glenn Beck and imagining Glenn Beck doing some of this stuff.
Yeah, they're very much alike.
So he's starting out on a tour and also continuing to work on this new album. The project came about as a part of the Instagram Explore feature song premiere. What was that all about?
On Instagram, when you log on, there's an Explore button, and it will bring up everything that's similar to the things that you've already liked. And it's a really great way to find all kinds of videos and find new people to follow. And so he used that feature to find people to help make his video.
Mm-hmm. Really?
A lot of artists are turning to social media for influence and for material.
Where did he get his musical chops? Where does he come from?
That's a good question. I don't know. He's been around forever.
Yeah, he's been around for, you know,
I don't know,
15, 18 years. And
has he really?
When he first jumped onto the scene, everybody was like, wow, what is this?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like 20 years ago, Rich?
Yeah, it could be.
All right, so he's also featured on Lady Gaga's new album, which we've talked about this week. Now Lady Gaga in the music news for yet another reason. Last month, the producers of the NFL halftime show for the Super Bowl asked Adele if she would perform, and she said no. So now apparently Lady Gaga is in talks to play the halftime show in the Super Bowl. This will be a big gig for her, big gig for anybody who does it.
Yeah.
51st annual Super Bowl, February the 5th. So we're talking about February already? That means spring can't be too far away, right?
Oh.
So one of the main reasons the NFL is interested in Lady Gaga is her performance of the national anthem at the Super Bowl last year for them. So she laid the groundwork. Do you suppose that she had that in mind? It's amazing exposure.
Well, her national anthem last year was so incredible, and there's always a showmanship aspect to everything she does, and she saluted right at the right moment when the jets flew over. I mean, it was incredible. She wore an outfit that looked like the American flag. I think that, you know, for whatever reason, the Coldplay Beyonce halftime didn't go over that well. I think the sound was a huge part
Bruno
of the problem.
Bruno Mars was in the thing too, didn't he?
He was in there too. But I think that Lady Gaga would just be a fabulous halftime show. She could do anything.
Well, she's got a new song out called Perfect Illusion. Is that what we're listening to, Richie?
That's it?
Yes.
There it is. Yep, got it right in the... How about that for hitting the post?
There you go. You hit the post, Dudley.
Nice job.
Good job. Congratulations.
This was just introduced earlier this week, matter of fact. The album was produced by Mark Ronson, collaborations with Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine, and Father John Misty. I don't know who he is. Beck is in there, too. Who's Father John Misty?
I don't know who that is, actually. But there's always somebody that Gaga pulls up that she knows, and then the person ends up being huge.
Yeah, she helps him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good for her. All right, well, who was in favor of Lady Gaga being the halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl? Raise your hands, please.
Sure, why not?
Comments, Twitter, at DJVShow, Facebook.com/DJVShow. At 28 past the hour, yes, Doug and Victoria are on the air.
Where's Jennifer?
Oh,
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, Dad, should you roughhouse play with your little girls? Well, you know, dads and little boys, they seem to go together, but there's evidence which suggests that dads and little girls playing around on the floor each have quite an impact on each other. Here's the science of it. Many fathers roughhouse, wrestle around with their little boys, but why not roughhouse with your little girl? It's good for them. It will not turn them into a tomboy. Why? Well, the father is the first man in the little girl's life, first one they'll ever love. As a result, this bonding builds quite the foundation for later life. Trust now leads to an ability to trust men later. What's the cheap psychological trick? Roughhousing is a technique dads can use to build more confident, more secure daughters. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Perceptions. Nobody knows who you really are when you're out biking.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Cross-country trip, Alabama, Sunday morning. Pulled into a restaurant. The locals were all in there. Could have heard a pin drop. Oh my gosh, a bunch of bikers coming into our restaurant. We started eating and all of a sudden a little boy, probably about 6 years old, walked over to our table. Could I look at your bikes? We took him outside, sat him on the bike. By the time we got in the restaurant, everyone was asking us where we were from. So it took a six-year-old to cross that boundary of perceptions. Nobody knows who you really are when you're out biking.
American Biker Minute.
We weren't big bad bikers, just people.
Your passport to the open road.